And so just as a reminder, this morning, this is the season when our choir begins to practice very diligently for our Christmas chorale.
我就是要提醒各位, 现在诗班, 跟往年一样, 是最, 开始忙碌的, 来, 准备, 他们, 12月的,
I know how hard it is to commit to that ministry.
我知道, 要把, 时间精力, 专注在这样的一个事工上, 的确是非常困难的。
I sang, I was part of this group for, believe it or not, over 15 years.
我从前曾经有15年, 之久我参加, 这样的一个, 这个, 诗班, 就是在12月有一个福音演唱。
And, you know, if I've been there for 15 years, many of these brothers and sisters have been there faithfully. So much longer.
如果我, 在那儿有15年, 那可以想象, 在, 诗班里头很多弟兄姐妹, 他们忠心地在这个事工上服侍的时间,
But why?
为什么?
Why do they put so much effort? Is it just because they like music?
为什么他们花这么多的心力在这几个事工上? 就因为他们喜欢音乐吗?
No, because I think if you like music, you can sing karaoke at home.
我不认为如此, 因为如果你就是喜欢音乐的话, 你可以在, 家里, 唱。
They put in so much effort, not only because they love music, but because they want to use music to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
他们之所以花这么多的时间精力在这个事工上, 不只是因为他们喜欢音乐, 最更重要的是因为他们要为主做工传福音。
And pray for that group.
求主为, 求, 请各位, 为他们祷告。
This is not meant to be rude.
我没有意思要冒犯各位。
But they're not a very young group.
我没有意思要冒犯他们, 但是, 实际上我们都知道他们不再年轻了。
But they're faithful.
但是他们, 确实非常的忠心的。
And they love the Lord.
他们也非常的爱主。
And they believe in the power of the gospel.
他们也相信福音的大能。
Let's pray for them.
我们为他们祷告。
So a while ago, I came across a small store.
不久以前, 我走过, 一些小商店。
And I was in there to purchase something, and I ended up talking to the owner of the small business.
我到那儿去买东西, 然后我就跟这个店主聊起来了。
And he was an old Jewish, man.
他是一个, 很老的, 犹太人, 犹太男人。
And he started talking with me, and we started talking about America.
我们就开始聊起来, 我们就开始聊美国。
And, you know, started talking about when he came to America.
他告诉我他是什么时候, 到美国来的。
And then we started talking about America's slow and steady decline.
我们然后又谈到, 美国, 虽然是缓慢的, 但是却是很, 稳定的在往下, 沉沦。
And you know, then he started saying, you Americans!
然后他就开始说, 啊, 你们这些美国人。
I don't have a very good Jewish accent.
我不能够, 用他的, 那个, 犹太口音, 说出这句话。
But you know these old shop owners, you know.
但是你们都知道这些小店的店主们。
He's pointing to me, he goes, you Americans.
他们那个姿态, 他们就指着你说, 你们这些美国人。
You're never happy, never happy.
你们, 你们从来没有真正的快乐过。
You always want more.
什么?
You always want more.
你们总是有了还要更多。
You're never happy.
你们从来, 都不知道什么是快乐, 什么是知足。
You're greedy.
你们是一群贪婪的人。
Almost like he's mad at me.
好像他对我生气，好像他是生 Alex 的气.
And I said, hey.
我就赶忙纠正他说.
I said, I'm not American.
我不是美国人.
I said, I'm Chinese.
我是中国人.
Chinese too.
他说中国人也是这样.
That's why Chinese love America.
这就是为什么中国人这么喜欢美国。
They're greedy too.
他们也是一群贪婪的人。
Never happy.
他们从来不懂什么是快乐。
Always want more.
他们总是有了还要有更多。
Chinese, you want everything. Chinese, you want everything. You want Chinese people want everything.
中国人什么都要。
But never happy.
但是他们从来不感觉到真正的快乐是什么。
Then I said, okay.
我就说行，算了。
And I said, well, I'm a Christian.
然后我就跟他说我是基督徒。
He said, okay, maybe you're better.
他说，哦，那也许你好一点。
But I said, no, you're right though. It's hard to be happy.
但是我跟他说，我说你说的是有点道理，要感到真正的快乐，
it's hard
实在不容易。
To be, yeah, it's hard to be content.
要知足，实在不容易。
And he started laughing.
然后他就笑起来了。
You're not happy.
所以他就说，你看你也不快乐。
And I said, okay, bye.
然后我就跟他说再见。
But he's kind of right, isn't he?
但是我们想他说的话是有一点道理，不是吗？
Whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian this morning,
不论你是中国人，不论你是基督徒或者非基督徒，
yeah. It's not easy to be content, is it?
要知足并不容易。
We are surrounded by a culture, we're surrounded by a mentality that I'm supposed to have more.
因为我们周遭的环境就是如此，周遭的环境有一个心态，就是我要有更多。So
when we say we want something,
所以当我们说我们要什么东西的时候，
oh, I just want this one thing. I want this one thing.
我只要这个东西。
And then once I get that one thing,
但是一旦我得到了这个东西，
And I think I'm happy,
我以为我快乐了。
Then what happens next?
然后接下来是什么呢？
I want something else.
我还要别的东西。
So even as a Christian this morning,
所以即便你是一个基督徒，
as a child of God, how do I grow in contentment?
作为神的儿女， 我们要怎么样在知足这件事情上求长进呢？
And I think our passage today has something to say about that.
我想今天我们所要探讨的经文，能够教导我们一些。
So if you have your Bibles, turn it open to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
所以请翻到提摩太前书第六章。
And before we do that, why don't we bow and say a word of prayer?
在我们阅读这段经文以前，让我们先低头祷告。
Father, it is so true that our hearts find it hard to be content.
亲爱的天父，的确是如此。我们的心常常不知足，我们也发现要知足很困难。
Sometimes it's so hard to be a child of God living here in this world.
多少时候， 我们作为神的儿女活在现在的这样一个世代也的确不容易。
In your word, you tell us that we are citizens of heaven.
你的话语告诉我们说我们是天国的子民。
That we should feel as if we're strangers here on earth.
我们应该把这个世界当成是寄旅，是暂时居住的。
That we're actually here for a mission, for a purpose.
我们之所以活在这个世上，是因为你托付了我们一个使命。
But sometimes we forget that we are citizens of heaven.
但是很多时候我们忘记了我们是天国的子民。
And we forget our mission here on earth.
我们也忘记了你托付给我们的使命，在这世上的使命。
And we settle in this world.
我们在这个世上定居下来。
And we become too comfortable.
我们觉得非常的, 舒适安逸。
We are deceived.
我们被蒙骗了。
Thinking that this life is all that matters.
我们以为, 我们的今生今世就是, 最重要的是唯一重要的。
Oh Lord, would you show us your truth this morning?
求主在今天早上向我们显示启示你的真理。
Open our eyes, O Lord.
开我们的眼睛。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
We're going to continue on from where we left off last week, from 6 to 10.
我们要继续, 上个星期天, 以下的经文就是从第六节到第十节。
Let's go ahead and read it in only Chinese. So I'm going to ask if you read English, just follow along. I like to hear how loud the Chinese people read it. So,
我们请, 阅读, 读中文的, 一起来大声地念这段经文。
Okay, 6 through 10. Ready, begin.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑、落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。 贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Is that it? And that is the reading of God's word.
这是神的话。
His holy, his inerrant word.
他的圣言，他的, 绝对没有错的话。
So as a child of God, where does contentment come from?
所以作为神的儿女, 知足的心从何而来?
I believe that Paul is going to reveal to us three principles that we can look at this morning.
我相信在这段经文里头, 保罗要跟给我们, 教导我们三个, 原则。
Let's look at the first principle this morning.
第一个原则。
Excuse me. First principle,
第一个原则,
for the child of God,
一个神的儿女,
contentment comes from pursuing godliness and not gain.
知足来自, 追求圣金钱，而不是来自追求, 获得自己获得什么样的好处。
Right. Contentment comes from pursuing godliness and not gain.
知足来自, 追求金钱, 而不是追求其他的任何的好处。
Remember that today's passage is very tightly connected with last week's passage.
我们必须, 记得, 我们今天所探讨的经文是跟, 上一节, 上个礼拜的经文是, 很紧密地连接在一起的。
So in verses 3 through 5,
所以在第三节到第五节,
the false teachers were teaching a different doctrine.
那些假师傅所传, 所传的是, 假的, 是异教。
And this different doctrine did not lead to true godliness.
而他们所传的异教, 不能够带领人, 走向真理。
Rather, false teachers like this are puffed up with arrogance.
这些, 传异教的假, 师父, 他们, 自高自大。
And they use a sort, a type of godliness for their own gain.
他们用一些, 看起来似乎很金钱的, 话语, 其实他们真正的目的是为了自己的私利。
And what Pastor James said last week was that they appear godly on the outside.
上个星期, James 长老牧师所说的是他们在他们突然具备敬虔的外表。
They seem dedicated.
他们看起来好像竭诚为主。
He was using those words, dedicated.
他用的话语是竭诚或者竭尽全力。
They seem faithful.
他们看起来似乎很忠心。
They even seem religious.
他们看起来似乎怀着宗教的热忱。
But they're not.
但是事实上并不是如此。
Rather, they use religion.
他们只不过是利用宗教。
They use godliness, a form of godliness, for their own dishonest gain.
他们利用敬虔的外貌，他们真正的目的是为自己的私利。
Specifically, they use godliness as a form of financial or materialistic gain.
他们具体的来说，他们特别用这个敬虔来为自己得到金钱上或钱财上的好处。
Remember, he was talking about Armani suits, pastors in Armani suits.
他记得不记得他说这些牧师穿着很
名牌
的衣服。
Fancy cars, 名牌的车子。
名牌的车子。
And expensive houses.
还有住很昂贵的大房子。
And do you know what this shows?
你们知道不知道这个表示什么？
Do you know what it reveals? It reveals something in their heart.
你们知道不知道这个把他们内心的一些什么样的状态表现出来呢？
You see, now we are looking at a principle that not only speaks to false teachers, it's going to look at us.
我们今天所要谈的这个原则不但是适用于上个礼拜所谈的那些假师傅也适用于我们自己。
That it doesn't matter what we show on the outside.
就是说不管我们的外表是怎么样的。
We could come to church.
我们可以到教会来。
You might even come every week.
也许我们甚至每个星期都来。
You seem dedicated.
你看起来似乎很虔诚。
You seem faithful.
看起来似乎很忠心。
But what are we really pursuing?
但是我们真正追求的是什么呢？
What we are pursuing reveals what we really love.
我们所追求的能够表示出我们真正的所爱热爱的是什么。
But it also shows sometimes what we are afraid of.
但是有的时候它也能够表现出我们所害怕的是什么。
I think we all understand when we love something, we pursue it.
我想我们都能够理解这一点。当我们爱什么东西的人或什么人的时候，我们就追求或追逐那个东西或人。
We love good food. We go find to eat good food.
如果我们喜欢吃好的，那我们就去找能够吃好东西的地方。
You love food so much that you want to take a picture of food with your phone.
你可能热爱食物到一个程度，你。把他那个把那些菜给照下来。
And you want to show everybody, look at the good food I'm eating.
你要让别人看见，说你们看我现在在吃的是怎么样的佳肴。
So I think we understand we pursue what we love.
所以我想我们都能够理解这一点。我们热爱什么，我们就去追求或追逐什么。
But sometimes we pursue something because we're afraid of something else.
但是有的时候，我们追求一个东西或者追逐什么东西是因为我们的内心的恐惧。
Martin Luther called this a false God or a false savior.
马丁路德把这个叫做一个假神或者假救主。
So what he says is this.
他所说的是，他这么说。
I'm not supposed to put on try this one, but that's for you. Whatever your heart clings to and confides in, that is really your God. I think somebody translated that.
你的心紧贴着什么东西，或你的心把什么东西信赖至极的，那就是你的神。
That's your functional or your false savior.
那是你的具有一些实际的效用或功能的神，但是那是一位假神。
Yeah, try this one is actually for the person who translated that. To try to translate this quote. So let me unpack this.
所以让我再来分析里头的含义。
What do you fear the most?
你最 fear, 你最害怕什么？
Are you afraid of loneliness?
你害怕寂寞吗？
Are you afraid to be poor?
你害怕贫穷吗？
Are you afraid to be looked down upon?
你害怕被人轻视吗？看不起吗？
I've worked with young adults for a long time now.
我跟一个年轻人一块
No, no, I work with young adults, like in general.
我跟一些年轻人在一块儿。
And at times I've come across a young adult who was afraid that they would end up alone.
那么有的时候我碰见过有些年轻人，他们害怕的是孤独。
They're afraid of singleness.
他们害怕就独自一个人。
So much so that when they finally meet someone,
他们害怕到一个程度，以至于当他们最后碰到一个他们喜欢的人的时候，
they would cherish that person beyond anything else in the world.
他们就把这个人当做他们人生的至宝。
They don't want to lose this boyfriend or girlfriend.
他们不愿意失去这个他的男朋友或女朋友。
So they did everything they could to make them happy.
所以他们尽力的让这个人快乐。
Oh, I need him.
我需要他。
Because he will save me from my loneliness.
因为他可以让我免于孤独或寂寞。
But after you get married,
但是当你结婚之后，
some have felt, well, I'm not single anymore.
有人就觉得我不再是单独一个人了。
But I'm still lonely.
但是我还是感觉寂寞。
Then you need another savior from your loneliness.
然后你就需要另外一个救主来救你脱离这个孤独或寂寞。
So then what do you do?
那么你怎么做呢？
Let's have babies.
那让我们有孩子吧。
I think the children will save me from my loneliness.
因为我想孩子可以让我不再感到孤独或寂寞。
And so your children become your functioning savior.
所以你的孩子就变成有一个实用价值实用的功能的假神。
And I found that this happens with immigrant families quite a bit.
我发现在移民家庭里头这样的现象相当的普遍。
Especially those who have come to give their children and their whole family more opportunity in the United States.
特别是那些到美国来的目的是要给他们的孩子或他们的家庭更多的机会的那些移民家庭。
I'm sorry. Everything I do is for my children.
我所做的一切都是为我的孩子。
I will give my time, my energy, my money, my devotion to my children.
我要把我所有的时间、精力，我所有的心思、意念都放在我的孩子身上。
I'm not saying that children are not a blessing from the Lord.
我不是说孩子不是来自神的祝福。
But for some people,their children becomes their functioning savior, saving me from loneliness.
但是对某些人而言，他们的孩子变成一个有实际的功能或者是效用的假神而已。
Or you're afraid of being poor.
或许你害怕贫穷。
So if I'm afraid of being poor,
因为我害怕贫穷。
Then what do I run to?
那我去追逐什么呢？
What do I run to? Making money.
我就去赚钱。
Or let's say it in a nice way, financial stability.
或者用一个比较好听的字眼，就是经济上的稳定。
I'm so afraid of being poor.
我很怕自己穷。
That I'm going to run to being financially stable.
那么我要追求的，我要争取的，就是在金钱上或财务上的保障。
And so I give that all my time, my energy, my devotion.
所以我就把我全副的心力都放在那件事情上。
So financial stability becomes my functioning savior.
所以我的经济上的保障就变成我的假神。
What are you devoting yourself to today?
今天你把你的心思意念你的心力都放在什么地方？
What are you pursuing today?
你所追求的或追逐的是什么？
But why do we pursue these things?
但是为什么我们追求或追逐这些？
Because we believe that if we finally get what we're pursuing,
因为我们相信当我们最后得到我们要的这些东西的以后
then we think we're going to be content.
我们相信那个时候我们一定是心满意足了
then we think we're going to be satisfied.
我们相信那个时候我们就满足了满意了
But isn't this a false gospel?
但这不就是一个假福音吗
Because that's a false savior, isn't it?
因为这个假福音所信奉的是一位假神。
Because we've all experienced it before.
我们都有这样的经验。
If I just have this, I will be satisfied.
我只要有这个，我就满意了。
But once I get this,
但是我一旦得到了这个
we've all been there before.
我们都有这样的经验。
I'm not satisfied still.
我们还是不满足。
I need something else.
我需要别的东西。
So you're on a continual pursuit of finding contentment.
所以你一直在追求或追逐某些东西，为的是要自己觉得满足。
But you know what the scripture says?
但是圣经是怎么说的呢？
It says, there is a way that seems right to man.
圣经上说有一件事在人看来是正确的。
But in the end, it's the way of death.
但是最终这件事情或这个东西只能领人走向死亡之路。
This is found in Proverbs.
这是在箴言里头。
That's a wisdom book.
箴言是一本智慧的一卷书。
God is trying to give you wisdom.
神借着那卷书来给我们智慧。
The thing that you are trying to chase today that you think will give you contentment,
你今天所追逐的，你认为可以让你感到满足的那些东西。
This path that you are on,
你所你正在走的这条道路。
You think it's right,
你认为是正确的。
But in the end, it leads to death.
但是最终他只能领你走向死亡。
So think about this for a moment.
所以我们要花一点时间来思考思想这一点。
What are you pursuing today?
今天你追逐的是什么？
What are you trying to find your contentment or your satisfaction in today?
你今天正在想从什么东西或什么人身上来找到满足这种感觉。
And so a question that you could write down to think about.
所以有些问题你可以写下来以后来思想。
Where in your life are you saying to Jesus?
你对主耶稣基督说你在生活中生命中的哪些地方
?Jesus, you're not enough for me.
主啊，你光是你还不够。
I need to have this.
我需要有这个。
Jesus, you're just not enough to fulfill me.
因为主，光是你不够，不能够让我满足。
So I need to have this to make me fully content.
我需要有这个，我才能够会真正的心满足。
To make me complete.
让我的生命能够圆满。
To make me happy.
让我能够真正的快乐。
Or are you pursuing the things that have eternal value?
或者你是不是在追求你所追求的是有永恒的价值的东西。
Paul says in just two chapters before, in chapter 4 verse 8, Paul says, godliness is valuable.
保罗在第四章这么说。
He's in,
提摩太前书第四章。
八节。
第四章第八节这么说。
Godliness is of value.
敬虔是是有价值的。
Valuable in every way.
不管是什么事情，敬虔都对那都有益处。
It has value today.
今天是如此。
And it has value for eternity.
从永恒的角度来看，也是如此。
And godliness, as Pastor James said last week, is not merely dedication to church.
上个礼拜James 长老提醒我们敬虔不只是是对教会尽忠或者忠实。
Yeah, it's not just your faithfulness to your service.
不仅仅是在你在你的服事上你忠心。
If you're just dedicated,
如果你只是竭力做一件事情
faithful,
如果你只是致力于某件事情或者在某项事工上很忠心
Buddhists are dedicated and faithful.
那我们可以说佛教徒也是非常忠心于他们的信仰也是非常竭诚的为他们的信仰献身的
But godliness
但是所谓的敬虔
What he said last week, it's your attitude towards God.
就像James 长老上个礼拜说的，敬虔主要指的是自己的内心的一个状态。
Godliness stems from a love towards God, a desire for God.
敬虔来自于对神的一种热爱，对神的渴慕。
And this love and this desire transforms how you live for God.
这样一种对神的渴慕对神的热爱表现在外就是如何为神活着。
And that's what Paul is saying here.
这就是保罗在这儿说的意思。
For the child of God,
对神的儿女而言
contentment comes for pursuing godliness, not gain.
知足来自追求敬虔而不是追求其他的任何的好处。
Right, so that's our first point this morning.
这是我们今天的要强调的第一点。
Where else does contentment come from?
那么知足还有从什么地方可以得到呢?
Well, let's look at the second principle this morning.
那我们现在来看第二点。
For the child of God,
一个神的儿女
Contentment comes from having an eternal perspective, not just a temporal perspective.
敬虔知足来自于对生活或生命有一个永恒的观点，而不是一个短暂的角度或观点。
Contentment comes from having an eternal perspective.
永恒的观点。
Verse 7 says this.
第七节这么说。
For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
You see, I was sharing in our Sunday school class this morning.
今天早上我在我的主日学班上，跟弟兄姐妹有这么一个分享。
I wish I would have just brought the prop up, but if I had a long rope, if I had a long, piece of rope that just went past this building, a long piece of rope.
如果我有一个很长很长的
绳子
绳子
And it's just this long white rope, and that's eternity.
如果这个绳子是很长很长的，一直可以到永恒的。
And you know what your life is in compared to all of this rope that this rope goes past this building, this rope goes like around the world, okay?
如果有这么一条绳子能够比这个教堂更长，能够甚至可以环绕整个世界，那么我们的生命跟这样一条绳子来比。
Your life is like this much of this rope.
你的生命就像绳子的这么一个极小的部分而已。
And you're born like right here.
你在那边，在那一点出生。
And here's where you die.
然后不久你就死了。
And you're like living for this. Oh, if I could just retire right here. If I could just live to right here. Oh, that's my goal.
你活着的目标就是为了最终的目的。你会想，哦，我可以活着一直到我退休。
You're just living this little life as much as you can.
你尽力的把这么短短的一个生命，你想活的。
But as a child of God,
但是从神的角度来看,
to have an eternal perspective is to know that this life is so short.
但是如果我们从永恒的角度来看待我们的生命，我们就发现我们的生命在世上的生命其实非常的短。
You don't know how short your life could be.
我们甚至于不能够完全的体会，到有多么的短。
You think you have so much time to go.
你以为你前面还有很长的时间。
But your life could be over just like that.
但是其实你的生命可能就在刹那之间就结束了。
Even, I like what James says in James chapter 4, I believe.
James,长老在讲第
James in the Bible. 雅各，不是这个雅各，是圣经雅各。
雅各书这么说。
James chapter 4 says.
雅各书第四章。
Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make some money.
雅各书第四章这么说，你说。你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你们根本不知道明天会发生什么事。
What is your life?
你们的生命像什么呢？
For you are a mist that appears for a little time, and then it vanishes.
你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Isn't that true?
这不是真的吗？
的确
是真的。
We make all these plans for the future.
我们为将来做了种种的计划或打算。
But what is your life?
但是我们的生命其实是什么
？But a mist.
不过是一片云雾。
It's here today, and it vanishes.
今天出现在刹那间就消失的无影无踪了。
Paul says this is the perspective you need to have on your life.
保罗告诉我们，我们要用这样的一种观点来看待我们在世上的生命。
Don't think that your life is so long, and you have all these things to plan for.
别以为我们的能够活得很长，我们可以做种种的打算。
If you are a child of God today,
如果你是神的儿女的话
，Haven't you ever thought of this?
你想过这点没有
？I was having this conversation with my daughter Bethany.
我跟我的女儿Bethany 谈过这个。
Why did God save us?And leave us here.
神为什么救了我们，拯救了我们，然后把我们还留在世上？
God could have easily saved us through Jesus, and the moment that we truly believe, we disappear and we go to heaven.
因为神大可以通过主耶稣基督拯救我们，然后我们真正的信了他之后，神大可以就把我们马上提到天上去。
Like why did he do that?Why didn't he do that?
那为什么他没有这么做?
I mean, that'd be pretty neat, right?
这不是很很简单很明了的一件事。
You hear the gospel.
你听到了福音。
And the moment you really, really believe that I'm a sinner and I need the Savior and I have hope in Jesus.
在你相信真正的知道自己是个罪人，真正的相信主耶稣基督的那一刻。
And we wouldn't know.
我们都知道。
But God would know.
我们不知道，但是神知道。
And the moment you really believe.
在我们真正信主的那一刻。
You just vanish, you disappear.
神就把我们就让我们消失了。
So you'll be here. So we'll be here.
我们就不在这儿了。
So we will be here, let's say.
我们就在这儿。
And we're sharing the gospel.
我们跟你们分享福音。
And then someone just disappears, and all that's left on the ground is their clothes.
然后突然某个人就消失了，只剩下他的衣服。
And Bethany was laughing.
Bethany 就笑。
Like, you'll just see it. Like, anytime, just someone just disappears and their clothes are left on the ground. Oh, they just went to heaven.
在我们刚才所想象的那个情况里，我们会看到突然某一个人消失了，只剩下衣服。
Oh, they just put their faith in God.
因为他们信主了。
And then someone says, "But I rose my hand. I rose my hand too."
有人就说我举了手。
But it's not true. It wasn't true for you.
但是那不是真的。
But God doesn't do that.
但是神没有这么做。
He leaves us here.
他把我们留在世上。
Even though it's a short, short time, he leaves us here.
即使只是很短暂的一刻，他也把我们留在世上。
So why?
为什么？
There must be a purpose.
他一定有一个目的。
There must be a mission.
他一定给我们一个任务。
Because he's leaving you here only for a little while longer.
因为他只不过是把你留在这个世上留的很短的一阵子而已。
And then your life is over.
然后你就会消失了。
Then you vanish.
然后你就无影无踪了。
Then you see him.
然后你就跟他面对面看见他了。
But did you fulfill your part of the mission?
但是在那之前你完成了神所托付给你的
As a child of God,
作为神的儿女
contentment comes from having that eternal perspective.
知足来自于我们刚才所谈的那个永恒的观点。
If you're not a child of God this morning,
如果你还不是神的儿女
you also should have an eternal perspective.
你也应该有这样一个从这样一个永恒的角度。
Because there is an eternity.
因为是有永恒的。
And your life is really that short.
而你的生命只不过是其中一个很短很小的一部分。
And you don't even know if today will be your last day.
你甚至不知道今天是不是就是你在世上的最后一天。
Where will you be for eternity?
你可能就消失了。所以要从永恒的角度来看待生命。
So for the child of God, contentment comes from having an eternal perspective.
所以我们再说，作为一个神的儿女，知足来自于我们从一个永恒的观点来看待我们在世上的生命。
I'm going to skip a few sections for time.
因为时间的关系，我要缩短我的讲章。
But when we have an eternal perspective,
当我们有了永恒的观点看待生命的时候
，It frees you from anxiety.
它就能够帮助你摆脱焦虑。
It frees you from anxiety.
它能帮助你摆脱焦虑。
A recent poll showed that 70% of Americans have an increased level of stress and worry.
最近的一个民调显示有70%的美国人他们的焦虑跟他们的愁烦与日。
You know what the number one cause was?
你知道让他们焦虑或愁烦的第一个最重要的原因是什么吗
?By far the number one cause for stress and worry and anxiety.
到目前为止让很多的美国人 愁烦焦虑的第一个最重要的原因是
Take a guess.
请你们猜一猜。
Money.
是金钱。
Money.
金钱。
This is what people are worried over.
这是一般的人感到焦虑或愁烦的事情。
And I'm sure that there are many of you today who are anxious and worried about money, but also other things in your life.
我相信在座的有很多人你们所忧虑的所愁烦的除了金钱之外还有世上很多其他的事物。
You're worried about tomorrow.
你担心明天不知道怎么样。
And I don't know what your worries are.
我不知道你所忧虑的是什么。
But the Lord knows.
但是神知道。
But if you have an eternal perspective,
但是如果你能从永恒的观点来看待你的生命的话，
it will free you from anxiety.
它能够让你免于忧虑。
If we look at Matthew chapter 6,
我们看马太福音第六章。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
I know it's going to bounce around in here. You don't have it? Okay. Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Verse 25 to 33. This is just a great, Matthew 6 is a great text to be meditating on.
第二十五节到三十一节。马太福
音。Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, Jesus says.
25. 25. 25. 第25节马太福音第六章所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Don't worry about your life.
不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Verse 26, look at the birds of the air.
第26节你们看那天上的飞鸟。
They don't sow, they don't reap or gather.Yet your heavenly Father even feeds them.
也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他。
Are you not more valuable than they?
你们不是比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Which of you, by being anxious, can even add one more hour to the span of your life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Verse 33, but seek first.The kingdom of God.
第三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
When a child of God has an eternal perspective,
所以一位神的儿女，如果他从永恒的角度来看待他的生命的话，
it frees you from anxiety.
他就能够让你不再忧虑。
Because you know to seek him first.
因为你知道要先求神的国。
You know to pursue him first.
你知道你要先追求的是神。
And that he'll take care of everything else.
那么其他的神都会眷顾你的。
That's the problem. Money.
所以金钱是我们的一个问题。
And that's our third and last point this morning.
所以今天早上我要谈的第三点也是我们最后一点是
For the child of God,
一个神的儿女
contentment comes from guarding your heart from the love of money.
知足来自于保守你的心不受贪爱钱财的
Let's just read the scripture and see how powerful God's word is.
我们就来看看几段经文，让我们看，我们就可以看到神的话是带着很大的能力的。
But the verse 9.
第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation.
提摩太前书第六章第九节 但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑
They fall into a snare into many senseless and harmless desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction
落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils
贪财是万恶之根。
It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
You see, God's call for us this morning is to guard our hearts from this poisonous love of money.
所以可知，今天早上神对我们的教导是，我们要保守自己的心，免受钱财的引诱。
Look at verse 9. Those who desire to be rich.
第九节，那些想要发财的人。
This attitude is dangerous.
这样一种心态是非常危险的。
It says it brings destruction.
因为这儿告诉我们，这样一种贪恋钱财的心态可以导致我们落在败坏和灭亡中。
So we need to be extra careful in guarding our heart from the love of money.
所以我们要特别的对保守我们的心特别的注意慎重。
Also notice in verse 10 that
也请注意第十节。
It is not money that is bad.
第十节并没有说钱财是不好的。
Money is not a root of all kinds of evils.
钱财本身并不是万恶之根。
It's not money, what is it?
如果不是钱财，那是什么呢？
It's the love of money.
那是贪财。
Some people like to teach that money is evil.
有人喜欢教导我们说钱财是邪恶的。
No, money is not evil.
其实钱财本身并不是邪恶的。
To pursue and love God does not mean to take a vow of poverty.
我们追求神并不的意思并不是说我们要要让自己贫穷。
And when we come to later on verse 17 and 19 in chapter 6, we won't go through it today, but we'll see that it's possible to be both loving God and rich.
我们以后会念下面的经文，比方说第十七、第十八节，我们会发现一个人可以又爱神又有钱。
Because we know how to use our money for God.
因为我们爱神的人会懂得怎么样为神使用他的金钱。
There are so many good things to teach from Scripture about how we use our money.
圣经上充满了很多很有用的经文教导我们怎么样使用我们的钱财。
To know that our God is a generous God.
圣经上告诉我们我们的神是一位慷慨的神。
And so we could use our money generously for serving others and serving his kingdom.
所以我们可以效法他也慷慨地把我们的钱财跟世上很多的人很多的事来分享。
There are many good examples in the scriptures of people who loved and feared the Lord and they were wealthy.
圣经上充满着许许多多的人他们既爱神又有钱。
They use their money for the purpose of the Lord.
他们使用他们的钱财为达到为神使用他们的钱财。
But this is because they had an eternal perspective.
这是因为他们对钱财他们是从一个永恒的观点来看待的。
You see, Paul is simply presenting to us a concept that Jesus gave to us.
其实保罗在这儿的教导他只不过是重申耶稣基督已经给过我们的教导而已。
Jesus knew that we follow and serve what our hearts love.
耶稣基督他知道我们的心爱什么我们就把自己的精力放在什么上。
Or we run to and serve the things that we're running away from because we're afraid of it.
或者我们恐惧什么我们就会把我们的心力放在那个事情上。
So that's why Jesus says, you can't serve two masters.
这就是为什么耶稣教导我们，我们不可能侍奉两个主。
Jesus says you cannot serve both God and money.
你不可能又侍奉主又侍奉马门，就是钱财。
Brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你们。
Choose to serve God.
要选择侍奉神。
Choose to pursue after God.
选择追求神的真道。
Do not serve your money.
别服侍你的金钱钱财。
Learn how to let your money serve God.
你要学习怎么样用你的钱来服侍主。
You know how to be content?
你知道怎么样才能够知足吗
？Like our points this morning，
就像我们今天所说的
，pursue godliness, not financial gain。
我们追求金钱，而不是追求钱财上的利益。
You know how to be content？
你知道怎么样才能知足吗
？Have an eternal perspective, not only living for this short life here.
有从一个永恒的观点来看待你的生命，不是为这个短暂的生命而活。
You know how to be content?
你要怎么样才能知足呢
？Don't love money.
别贪爱钱财。
Don't hoard your money.
别积聚钱财。
Use your money generously to serve God and His kingdom.
你要慷慨地使用你的金钱把它放在建造神的国度上。
Choose to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
你要选择先求他的国跟他的义。
And let everything else you need, let him take care of that for you.
把你所需要的完全交托给神，让神来来照管。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we started this morning recalling how challenging it is, Lord, to be content.
亲爱的天父，今天早上刚开始的时候，我们认识到要知足的确是充满了很多困难跟挑战。
And Lord, yet as children of God,
但是主作为你的儿女
teach us how to be content by pursuing you.
求主教导我们通过追求你来得到这样一个满足的心
to have a love and a desire for you.
教导我们要先渴慕你要先热爱你
Teach us to be content by having an eternal perspective.
教导我们从一个永恒的观点来看待生命来得到这样一个知足的心。
Reminding us that our life is just so, so short.
提醒我们我们的生命是如何的短暂。
And that you have left us here for a purpose.
你之所以让我们还留在世上是你有你的用意。
You have a mission for us.
你托付我们一个任务。
So that then we will know how to not hoard our money, but to know how to use our money to serve you.
你托付给我们一个任务，以至于我们能够知道不是为自己积聚钱财，乃是如何的能够智慧的使用钱财在你的事工上。
Oh Lord, you are a generous God.
主啊，你是一位慷慨的主。
You are the giver of life and everything that we need.
我们的生命，我们的气息，我们所有需要的，你都赐给我们。
And you have blessed your children so abundantly.
你也用也祝福了你的儿女，让我们大家能够丰衣足食。
You have blessed us so abundantly, Lord.
你给我们如此的丰富的赐予。
Help us to know how to be generous like you.
所以就求主提醒我们，让我们能够效法你，也成为一个慷慨的儿女。
Help us to love not the gifts that you give to us, but the giver of the gifts.
帮助我们不只是接受你来自你的施舍，而且能够进一步能够成把你给我们的与别人分享。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.